Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with the Perry Mayor, Dirk Cavanaugh. And Dirk, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
No problem. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. So we're going to do a 2024 year in review, maybe look a little ahead to 2025 here as we're now into the new year. So as we look back at 2024, obviously there's a lot that went on, especially here in the city of Perry. And, you know, just to address a couple elephants in the room, we're coming up here on the year anniversary of the tragic shooting that happened at Perry High School, January 4th. Of 2024, and then obviously the Tyson plant closure that happened at the end of June. So those were some things that kind of hit the community hard. So we'll just start off and address those situations.
Yeah, so we'll start with shooting. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary. I know people have been doing a lot of healing over the last year, and we're making good recovery on their path back to the new normal. But with the anniversary coming up, I'm sure that's going to refresh it in everybody's mind and cause some issues with some people. I know they're planning a vigil that day. Some people may want to attend that. Some may not. Everybody heals in their own way. So I know that people will probably end up going up to high school and maybe just hanging out there for a little bit. I don't know if it's going to be open for sure or not because school starts a couple days later than that. But people would be welcome to stop up by there and do whatever. And then we're hopeful we get best this anniversary, that's one step close to the healing. There are going to be some additional counseling available for the students and then staff at the school when that starts back up. So again, hopefully one step closer to healing on that. Then as far as Tyson, yeah, that was a big blow, especially after what had happened earlier that year. There's still negotiations ongoing with that. Things have slowed a little bit with the person that we thought was going to be maybe moving in. They're still talking, but there's supposedly a couple points that have to be agreed to that they haven't come any closer to agreeing. So Tyson may start talking to a couple other people that were interested in the early stages, but that just kind of puts us back square one and delays us a little bit. But they're still talking, we're still hopeful, and we're certain something's going to happen there. We are talking about taking a group of people down to Arkansas and meeting with Tyson management sometime early next year just to make sure they know that we really need them to let the place go and then bring somebody in to help our community. But again, we're still very hopeful on that. But along with Tyson, there was a number of other businesses that closed. Big one was Ben's Five and Dime. Everybody liked that store, but they went Blonde Sisters, Lazy Goose, Peter's West End, the two Circle K gas stations, and then there was a little comic book shop in downtown that all kind of closed up. Don't know, again, were they related to Tyson or just other things happening. But on the good side, I talked to the Pattees the other day, and they've leased out their space that was the former Ben's to somebody. They weren't at liberty to tell me what was going in there, but they did say that they rented the whole space and that they're planning to open up around February 1st. So We're looking forward to that. We got a new shop called Sips on Second that sells energy and protein drinks downtown, and they seem to be doing a reasonably good business for just starting out. A new little diner opened, the Hangout Diner, and the old Lazy Goose spot. TCG Planet went in where the comic book shop is, and that's very similar to what was in there before. So that'll be something interesting for people. And then it's been announced that Perry Perk is going to be moving to a new location. They're going to move over to where the Gamble Block Brewing is next to Tin Pig, but that there is people going to open a bakery in their old spot. So that'd be nice to have in downtown.
Yeah.
And then there is some interest in the two gas stations. I guess somebody put an offer in, but it was not accepted. So that's going through bankruptcy court. So that may take a little while, but we're hopefully going to fill those two things up. And we also got the hopeful that a little place called Century Farm Books and Beverages is going to open up sometime down across from DMAC and fill up that empty space. Along with that, we've got a lot of downtown apartments getting built up, so that would help the downtown with some traffic, I think. The Tin Pig is working on the apartments above their building, and they're hoping to be having those ready to rent in a couple 2 to 3 months. They're going to be really nice. 1 and 2 bedroom apartments up there. That they did get a grant from the state of Iowa to help with that. Rainbow International's renovating some apartments above H&R Block, and those are going to be really nice, and they're pretty close to happening. The Nudgers group here in town, along with Rainbow, is working to finish the Morgan building. There's going to be 3 apartments above there. Should be available about the start of summer, hopefully. And then they'd work on the commercial retail space down below there. The city's putting together a bid for the old Casa de Oro Bosco building to hopefully get somebody in that will actually do some work on that one and then get that back into service. So a lot of activity downtown that will hopefully help us recover. Hopefully Tyson will sell and somebody will come in there and then we'll be back on moving towards better days in Perry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Mayor, Dirk Cavanaugh. And yeah, like you said, Dirk, and, you know, I know there's been a lot of hardship over this last year, but a lot of great things kind of coming. So thank you for the reminders about that. And then obviously, you know, I've had plenty of chats with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson about city projects going on. And there's a lot. There's a lot that's happening. I know work has kind of started with some of these here in 2024 and will continue in 2025. So if you kind of maybe want to just highlight some of the projects that are going on.
A couple of the accomplishments we had last year is we had some AmeriCorps volunteers come into town and they helped us get a couple things moving. So we built a new building at the baseball softball fields. It's going to be used as an indoor practice area that'll have a pitching machine and some other things. So that was really nice to get done. But they also gutted and did quite a bit of refinish work on the old Legion Hall building. So that will be finishing up here soon, and that will be a city space that could be used for activities and parties and such. So we'll be glad to get that back into useful service. We had some paving projects to finish up. We paved Willis and then also quite a few of the city streets this year. That finished up and went pretty well. They finally finished the airport runway extension. That's a big one for us because that allows jets to fly in here. And so we're hopefully with all the construction work going on in Des Moines, we hear from the pilots that it's easier for them to fly in here, take a car to Des Moines, do their business, come back. Plus we have cheaper fuel. So that's a big plus. Really nice for our community to have. We did a big expansion on the sewage treatment plant that's been going on for a few years. It's finally just about finished. They're debugging it and I have a punch list. And once that's finished. And then we've been doing some water retention, water treatment projects. Doing a lot of restoration along Frog Creek. That's pretty much done except for the replanting. They got to the point where they just couldn't quite get that done this year. So this spring they'll come in and do some replanting and finish that up. And then the same with the Iowa Street retention ponds out there. They did do some seeding, but we have some trees to plant out there that has a nice little walking path and we'll have a little park involved with it at some point in the future, okay. But it should be nice for that side of town. So yeah, a lot of things going on.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thank you for highlighting that. And then as we're now transitioning here into 2025, is there any more projects or anything you can kind of hint at coming up here?
Well, we did put a big grant into the EPA and it's for $19 million. Wow. And so if that happens, we're going to be doing a lot of things. There's some energy efficiency projects involved with that. There will be some money for renovating houses in the community, making them a little more energy efficient, but at the same time, upgrading their value, hopefully. We'll be working with Habitat for Humanity on that. Habitat's finishing up three houses that they have available and would like people that could use some assistance in buying a home to apply for those three homes. Information on their website. Oh, what else is on there? There's some sidewalk projects. There's some of the buildings, the city buildings. We're going to put new boilers and heaters and air conditioning units and try to upgrade those to be a little more energy efficient. So yeah, a lot of excitement about that one. And we're hopefully going to hear soon about that. Just business as usual on top of that one.
Awesome. Again, well, we've been speaking here with the Perry Mayor, Dirk Cavanaugh. Well, Dirk, it's been definitely a lot this year. But again, I think if I've seen something, I don't want to put words in your mouth, is just how resilient the Perry community is. Despite all the challenges that has happened, they've been able to bounce back. And hopefully 2025 will be a much better year in terms of all that stuff.
Certainly agree, and I'm very hopeful. And like I say, we're pushing hard. We got a lot of good people working very hard to try to bring some business into town and motivate Tyson to do the right thing and help us out by selling that plant and getting somebody new in there.
That's the Perry Mayor, Dirk Cavanaugh. Dirk, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
No problem. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.